It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. A month after the primary election, the New York City Board of Elections has certified the results in all but two contests. In those, election officials will conduct a full manual recount. At the same time, supporters and opponents are debating ranked choice voting, how it went, what comes next, and how the Board of Elections performed this time around. Joining me now with the latest is WNYC's senior political correspondent, Bridget Bergen. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Let's start with the election certification. Formal process, state law requires it. What did we learn from this?
Well, we learned the final margins in most of the races, including the mayor's race, those certified results published by the board after close of business on Tuesday, showed Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams defeated Catherine Garcia, the former sanitation commissioner, by about 7,100 votes in the Democratic primary. So that makes Adams' final margin of victory less than 1%. So that contest really narrowed under ranked choice voting. We have more information in terms of how many ballots were what's called exhausted, meaning in the final round of counting, the voter had no more selections to transfer. Ultimately, that means they didn't select one of the top two candidates. In the mayor's race, nearly 15% of the total votes were exhausted by that eighth round of counting. And just to be clear, what we're saying is that those are people who did not select either Eric Adams or Catherine Garcia anywhere on their ballot in that final round. Mm-hmm. Now, according to Fair Vote, it's an organization that advocates and studies ranked choice voting elections across the country, that percent of exhausted votes is just a little bit higher than the average for ranked choice races that they have data on. The average is closer to 10%. But they have also seen a strong correlation between more candidates on the ballot and more exhausted ballots, which makes sense. You know, we had 13 candidates on the ballots. There's some voters who just went in there to vote for Paperboy Prince, and then their vote had nowhere to go. Now, what we don't know quite yet is more of the details about other voting patterns in this election. You know, how many voters filled out the full ranked choice ballots and where those voters live. That's information that we're going to get from what's called the cast vote record. You know, as soon as we get that data, I will share it with you. But that won't be complete until those two city council recounts that you mentioned.
And Bridget, Catherine Garcia is not calling for a recall or manual count. Tell us more about those races, though, with recounts, and how close were there those margins, and when will we know those results?
Well, that final question is a good one. We're not sure exactly when those recounts are going to start or end. We're talking about recounts in two city council races. One is on in Manhattan in the 9th city council district up in Harlem. Kristen Richardson Jordan holds about 104 vote lead over the incumbent council member there, Bill Perkins, after 13 rounds of counting. Now, that 104 vote lead falls under the margin of 0.5%. Mm-hmm. And under state law, that triggers a manual recount. Now, the other race is over in Staten Island. It's a Republican primary in the 50th City Council District. Now, that race is interesting. There are some investigations going on related to potential fraud. And, you know, it's a narrow race. At this point, the Board of Elections doesn't have the results currently posted. But during their meeting on Tuesday, the president of the Board of Elections said it also fell within that automatic 0.5% trigger, which is why they're doing the full manual recount. But I think we're going to learn a lot more about some weird stuff happening over in Staten Island during that recount process.
Uh-oh. You cover the ins and outs of ranked choice voting, Bridget. It was the first time New York City used it for a citywide primary, an interesting experiment. And the people who like it say it worked well. The detractors say, no, it didn't. What positions are both sides staking here in this debate? Let's start with the critics.
Well, so there was this really lengthy, heated assembly hearing on Monday where it was kind of stacked with a lot of critics in the early part of the hearing. One of them was a civil rights activist who also runs a group called the Arc of Justice, Kirsten John Foy. And he said something really interesting. He said both that New York City has already successfully been electing women and people of color before ranked choice voting, one of the things that people say it can help do. But at the same time, he argued the system also hurt communities of color.
It is quite clear that communities of color were placed under an undue burden in this election cycle as a result of the rash and rushed implementation of ranked choice voting. And quite frankly, none of the virtues of ranked choice voting that were espoused, none of the rationale panned out.
Now, in terms of that undue burden, supporters point to exit polling done by Common Cause that found 95% of voters actually found their ballot simple to complete, and 83% of voters ranked at least two candidates on their ballots in the mayoral primary. And the majority of those who opted not to rank was because they only had one preferred candidate.
What about supporters?
They say the system did work. They point to the first likely election of the city's second only black mayor and the first majority women city council. That's something that hasn't happened under the previous system. But even supporters of the system say the city can do a better job with running it. Esmeralda Simmons is an election law attorney who's been fighting for voting rights in New York City really for decades. And she made that point at the assembly hearing this week during her own testimony. She's a supporter of ranked choice voting, and she thinks New Yorkers adapted pretty well, considering.
And if somebody tells them that they can have five bites out of the apple, then most people will take five bites. Some people are used to only taking one bite, so they only take one bite. But I bet you the second time it goes around that they do it, they're going to take five bites. Because now they realize, you know, I just gave my four bites to somebody else. I gave my power away.
Simmons says the board still needs to improve how it runs ranked choice voting and avoid a costly error like it did when it left the 130,000 test ballots in the system. And as more people realize that ranking their votes gives their votes more power, that people are going to engage even more.
How does this all fit into the conversation about reforming the Board of Elections?
Well, just really quickly, ultimately, there's going to be a lot more conversation on this. Next week, State Senator Zellner Myhre is going to hold a hearing at Medgar Evers College, with voters having the opportunity to share their experiences. And I think the conversation really is going to shift to whether or not the Board of Elections needs to be overhauled. It's not a quick fix, but it's something that I think lawmakers are thinking about in a different way because of what happened during this election.
And again, Bridget, to go back really quickly here, Catherine Garcia is not challenging the outcome of these official results, even though the margin of victory is only 7,100 votes?
At this point, she is not. Eric Adams has declared victory, and the margin is more than that 0.5%. It's just less than 1%.
All right. That's WNYC's senior political correspondent, Bridget Bergen. Always thorough, always exhaustive here with the reporting. Bridget, thank you so much.
Thank you.